Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Jiravana Chari. Jamuna Jiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Padi Vajakacharya Asatara Sata Shri Shimanis Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Shri Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Ananda Shri Advaita Shri Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Shama Sundar Gopa Gopinath Shamakund Radhakund Girido Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mathura Dham Ki Jai, not really fast, but Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Swami Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Srimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Goprema Nandi, Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacha De Satarane Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. We're on the third canto, we're on a new chapter, the renunciation of Kardama Muni. After Devahuti's lamentation, now Kardama's getting ready to renounce. And we're on text number 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tatojayam udirayat nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should first offer respectful obeisances, thank you, unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Nara Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and Srila Prabhupada, the translator and the commentator. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service unto the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, Uttama Sloka, is established as an irrevocable fact. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Text number 12. Brahmo Vacha. Oh, yeah, okay. It's so little. Okay. Tvayame Prachitistata. Tvayame Prachitistata. Kalpita Nirvalikata. kalpita nirva nirvyalikata yanme sangjangrihe vakyam yanme sangjangrihe vakyam bhavan manada manayam bhavan manada manayam brahmavacha Tvaime paschitistata kalpita nirvalikata yanme sanjagrihe vakyam bhavan manada manayam. Please chant brahmavacha Svayamapachitistata Kalpita Nirvalikata Yanme Sanjangrihe Vakyam Bhavan Manadabhadayam. Hold on, we'll let him. Go ahead, you're doing great. Svayame prachitistata nirvalikata pita nirvalikata yan grihe vakyam Yanme sanjagrihe vakyam Bhavanme madamaya. Hari Bol, please keep chanting, okay? Please, you're doing a great job. Others? Anyone else? Tvayame prachitistata Kalpita nirvalikata Yanme sanjagrihe vakyam Bhavan manadamanayam. And the word for word? Brahma. Lord Brahma. Uvacha. Said. Tvaya. By you. May. My. Apachiti, worship, tata, O son, kalpita, is accomplished, nirvalikata, without duplicity. Srila Prabhupada's going to stress that word in the purport, nirvalikata, without duplicity. Yet, since, may, my, Sanjagrihe have completely accepted Vakyam instructions Bhavan you Mahamanada O Kardama one who offers honor to others Manyan respecting. And the translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma said, my dear son Kardama, since you have completely accepted my instructions without duplicity, what was the word for without duplicity? Nirvalikya, right? Thank you. Nirvalikita, thank you. I need that. Thanks. Since you have completely accepted my instructions without duplicity, showing them proper respect, you have worshipped me properly. Whatever instructions you took from me, you have carried out, and thereby you have honored me. Omaginati midandasya jananjanasalakaya chaksu umilitam jena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and Srila Prabhupada very kindly forced me and thousands of others to open their eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. And I am totally indebted to Srila Prabhupada for that, and I'm never going to be able to repay him, but I'm going to keep trying. Hare Krishna. With your blessings also, Hare Krishna. So here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. Lord Brahma, as the first living entity within the universe, is supposed to be the spiritual master of everyone, and he is also the father, the creator of all beings. So that sentence right there needs a little bit of an explanation, because we understand that Krishna is the supreme controller. He's the supreme controller. So second canto, 10th chapter, first verse explains the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. The very first topic is Sarga, the creation by the Lord. And this creation that Brahma is doing is Visarga, the secondary creation. The Lord has provided all the ingredients, all the substances and everything, and the direction, etc., and the intelligence also. And Lord Brahma takes those ingredients, and his body is composed primarily of intelligence, and he takes those ingredients and he molds them and shapes them and puts them into place and gives them form and bodies and places to stay according to their karmic inclinations. And therefore, he's the father and the creator of all beings, because Krishna provided. Kardama Muni is one of the Prajapatis, or creators of the living entities, and he is also a son of Brahma. So interestingly enough, Brahma had, in the beginning of creation, so in the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma, when he comes to consciousness on top of that lotus flower that has all the living entities generated within it, that passion of them, he is bewildered. It's total darkness for him there. And not only is it darkness, but there's tremendous hurricane force winds blowing, and there's the lotus, therefore, is swaying back and forth, and there's fear and doubt and bewilderment in Brahma's part, and he's wondering, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to recreate? Although he's the creator, in the beginning of creation, he has to be reminded how to do it. So he performs his austerities and is enlightened by the Supreme Lord and begins the process of what we were explaining, the secondary creation. The living entities, the different worlds, the different situations that they inhabit. But things don't go so smoothly, even though he's the first person that's created, even though he's the embodiment of intelligence, even though he's very, at this point, very conscious of his relationship with the Supreme Lord, still things don't go smoothly, as smoothly as planned. So some of the lessons, what are some of the lessons we can take just from that scenario so far? Any lessons that we can apply in our 2026 Kali Yuga life? Yes.
We need instructions from Krishna.
Thank you. And since there's not a... yes, dear. And chant the mantras, the Omkar mantra. Yes, also we can expect in our execution of devotional service, sometimes we have that naivete, that now I've become a devotee and I've, quote unquote, surrendered everything to Krishna. And so now my life, you know, the miseries of material existence should end and my life should be a straightforward rose-petaled covered path back home, back to Godhead. But somehow or other, it doesn't always play out exactly like that. There's always a few bumps in the path. So the point is that execution of devotional service doesn't mean that we execute it only when it's easy or only when it's comfortable or only when everything's going right. But still, there has to be determination on the practitioner's part that the goal is set, going back home, back to God, the goal is set in our minds and hearts
through the process of hearing, through the process of instruction that we've received. And now progress is made slowly and steadily through trials and tribulations, through good times and bad times, et cetera, et cetera. Those things are going to happen. So if you remember, one of the first setbacks that Brahma encountered was after the creation of his different mind-born sons and sons from different parts of his body, whatever, the four Kumaras. So he approached the four Kumaras and he said, "Now please create progeny." And they said, "Thank you very kindly, but we're not going to do that." That's not our choice. We're choosing to fix our minds on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, carry out His mission in that way, et cetera, et cetera. We're not going to enter into this household life and get entangled and distracted in so many ways. And Brahma was slightly upset by that. It was slightly upset by that. And but still, everything was gradually adjusted. I'm not going to go into all the details, but he was, it was a setback for him. And then when he asked different personalities, at one point he asked Lord Shiva to help create progeny, and Lord Shiva created personalities that were in a specific mode of nature that was very passionate, very aggressive, and those personalities created by Lord Shiva began destroying the newly created universe that Brahma just... It's brand new, and they're destroying it. Not only are they destroying it, but they're attacking Brahma, too, and going after him for his sex life right in the very beginning of creation. So there's setbacks, you know. I mean, the plan is this, and then there's the setbacks, and then we still have to keep our focus on the personality of Godhead and see that somehow or other, all of these things are being arranged by the Supreme Lord, not just for our test, but for the progress of everyone, the gradual progress of everyone. So, I'll continue with the purport. Brahma praises Kardama. Okay, back to Kardama Muni. So Kardama Muni, being one of the mind-born sons of Brahma, Swayambhuva. Anyway, he takes up his service as a progenitor, as a prajapati, and he generates, after some hesitation, he generates 9 daughters. They're given to the different sages. And through those 9 daughters, so many different types of living entities are created. Not only human beings, but clouds, snakes, this and that. So many different types of human beings are created by these people. And the universe is gradually getting filled up, you know. So he's appreciating that. And obviously we're right at the point where Kapila, the son of Kardama and Devahuti, Kapila has manifested. And that's actually the reason that Lord Brahma is there to begin with, because he's coming to acknowledge the appearance of the partial incarnation of the Supreme Lord in the form of Kapila. And Kapila, is going to propagate the Sankhya Yoga system, which again is going to give like a guide map, the instructions, some of the instructions for the living entities who are philosophically and spiritually inclined, how to make progress in spiritual life, the process of Sankhya Yoga. So Brahma praises Kardama because he carried out the orders of the spiritual master in toto without cheating. And now he's stressing this point about cheating. Without cheating, he wasn't duplicitous in his activities. It wasn't that he performed some activities for show or whatever, I don't know, but had a different intention in his mind, you know, to show his devotion to the Supreme Lord, but in his mind he wanted profit, name, fame, profit, and adoration, or some sort of discrepancy like that. But he did everything, and that's the, in one sense it's slightly bewildering, but that's the unusual activities, the purpose of the unusual activities of Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni, the father of Lord Kapiladev, has performed thousands of years of austerities to get a good wife, to beget good children, and is at the beginning of his marriage with Devahuti, it's, is it Is it foretold then at that point that he's going to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as son? I can't remember. Do you remember Dasarath? All of a sudden there's a blank in the old brain. Anyway, but anyway, at a certain point he understands that Kapiladeva is the Supreme, a manifestation of the Supreme Lord. And still he wants to go to the forest and renounce and be a perfect follower of the Vanashram system. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purports. It seems like bewildering. Here he's got the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his son. Why doesn't he stay and serve him in that manner? But that wasn't his sarup, his natural relationship with the Supreme Lord as father and son. That was his temporary relationship with them. But his whole meditation during his austerities was that he was a servant of the Lord, and therefore he wanted to serve the Lord in that way. The Lord is the master and he is the servant. So that's, and Prabhupada also says in one of these purports that are about to come up relatively soon, that Kardama wanted to show due respect to the Varnashram Dharma system of performing austerities, brahmacharya, celibacy, engaging in household life, then taking vanaprastha more or less, and then sannyas. He wanted to show the importance of the following the Varnashram system to the people in general for their spiritual progress. So he carried out the orders of Brahma to propagate the universe in total without cheating. And now Prabhupada talks about the cheating propensities. A conditioned soul in the material world has the disqualification of cheating. He has four disqualifications. He's sure to commit mistakes. He's sure to be illusioned. He is prone to cheat others, and his senses are imperfect. Now, Srila Prabhupada talks about these items in many different places, especially in the Sri Shupanishad, in the introduction to Sri Shupanishad. He talks about it, but also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, and unfortunately I didn't write down the chapter. I think it's chapter 7, it's text number 107, when he talks, and this is Lord Chaitanya speaking. Brahma Pramada Vipralipsa Karanad Patava Ishvarer Vakye Nahi Dosha E Shabha. The material defects of mistakes, illusions, cheating, and sensory inefficiency do not exist in the world of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's a relatively short purport, which I would like to read, because it explains these cheating propensities in an interesting way. First of all, Brahma created from his shadow, that's another subject, we'll talk about that too, the coverings of ignorance of the conditioned soul. They are five in number, called... Oh, maybe I've got the wrong quote here. Hold on, because I... Oh, anyway, all right. Five in number, naming Tamishra, Anda Tamishra, Tamas Moha, and Maha Moha. For example, one may see a rope in the dark and think it to be a serpent, or one may... copied and pasted the purport. I might have copied it and pasted it in the wrong way, because now it's talking about one of the defects. I'm full of them. Anyway, making mistakes. Okay, so now this is now talking about the four defects that were just mentioned. For example, one may see a rope in the dark and think it to be a serpent, or one may see a glittering oyster shell and think it to be gold. These are mistakes. There's something in front of us and we read it wrong, okay? A mistake. Similarly, it's interesting because similarly, an illusion is the misunderstanding that arises from inattention while hearing. And cheating is the transmission of such defective knowledge to others. I just was struck by how Prabhupada explained it here in this purport. So, from my imperfect senses and my imperfect ability to copy and paste, it's from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, blank chapter, I think it's 7, I'm not 100% sure, it's 7, but it's text 107, Okay? Sorry, but I'm exemplifying all the four mistakes of the living entity. Okay, all right. So I'm going to read that again. One may see a rope in the dark and think it to be a serpent. One may see a glittering oyster shell and think it to be gold. These are mistakes. Similarly, an illusion is a misunderstanding that arises from inattention while hearing. Now, there's other ways that Prabhupada explains that illusion, thinking something to be something else. That's an illusion too, but he explains it really interesting. A misunderstanding that arises from inattention while hearing, and cheating is the transmission of such defective knowledge to others. Materialistic scientists and philosophers generally use such words as maybe and perhaps because they do not have actual knowledge of complete facts. Therefore, their instructing others is an example of cheating. So they don't really know, and oftentimes I don't really know, but I speak as if I know. And that just reminded me of one thing my husband used to criticize me with. And he used to say exactly that. You talk like you know what you're talking about, but you don't know anything. And he was right. Okay, sorry. Okay. The final defect of the materialistic person is his inefficient senses. Although our eyes, for example, have the power to see, they cannot see which is situated at a distance. And then the other example is, nor can they see the eyelid, which is the closest thing to the eye. So our senses are in it. And so with these ineffective or insufficient or senses, it's you can't, and your limited brain power and your limited intelligence, it's not possible to get perfect knowledge. That's the main point, the primary point. It's not possible to get perfect knowledge unless we have the opportunity, and by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and the Lord, we have that opportunity to hear perfect knowledge spoken by perfected personalities who have totally realized that knowledge. It's such a rare opportunity. It's such a rare opportunity. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is explaining, Brahmanda Brahmiti Kona Bhagavana Jiva. We've traveled through millions of species of life, through millions of universes, until finally we've come to this human form of life. We have a human form of life. We have the opportunity. We've heard by some miraculous connection, we've got connected to Srila Prabhupada in some way or other. So Prabhupada, remember how Prabhupada, his voice would, with such urgency, don't waste your time, don't waste this life, don't waste this opportunity to just to go one time through the 8,400,000 species of life, even if every lifetime was just 1 year, 8,400,000 years to get from the whatever the first living entity is to the human form of life. Now in the human form of life, not to take advantage of that, especially, you know, so many times we didn't have the advantage of hearing from the pure devotee. Now we do. Hare Krishna, please protect that opportunity and take advantage of it as to our best ability. And the result of that is Krishna will give us more opportunity also. That's the wonderful thing about it. But if one carries out the order of the Spirit, I'm going to read the sentence before one more time. He has, a conditioned soul in the material world has the disqualification of cheating. He has the four disqualifications. He's sure to commit mistakes. He's sure to be illusion. He is prone to be cheated, to cheat others. And his senses are imperfect. But if one carries out the order of the spiritual master by disciplic succession or the parampara system, he overcomes the four defects. And sometimes when people would bring that subject up to Srila Prabhupada, are you perfect? Sometimes his answer would be, no, I am not perfect, but I'm perfectly repeating what I've heard from my spiritual master, what's there in the scriptures, so therefore what I'm saying is perfect. You know, I might, you know, certainly in our case, I might I am very imperfect, but to the best of my ability, I try to repeat the words and the concepts that Srila Prabhupada has taught us, and then that's perfect knowledge. Therefore, knowledge received from the bona fide spiritual master is not cheating. So that cheating point, Kaitava Dharma, that's right there in the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Srimad Bhagavatam and the knowledge in Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages and whatever, they're rejecting this Kaitava, this cheating religious philosophy that's not bringing their followers to the highest goal of life. They're substituting, well, if you do this pious activity and this pious sacrifice, then you'll be elevated to a life, a long life, with greater intelligence and beauty and wealth, etc., etc. But Sukadeva Goswami and his followers, they point out that's totally cheating. It's cheating the living entity of the real happiness that they deserve in relationship, in remembrance with the Supreme Lord. And our problem begins from that forgetfulness, when we forget that that's our constitutional, our steady position as a servant of Lord. That's the position. You know, now the connotation of servant, you know, has, you know, negative connotation. Oh, a servant, a low birth, low activities, you know, can't make it on your own, so you're a servant of this or that. Prabhupada points out a million times, we're servants all the time of everybody, of everything, even if you don't have the quote-unquote position as a servant, an official servant. And things fall out of your head when you forget things. Okay, servant. Anyway. The cheating propensity. Yeah, so that Srimad Bhagavatam is right from the very beginning, explaining the highest absolute truth. Now, it might explain it through different examples and different means. It might explain it as in a way of what to do, and also explain it in examples of what not to do, and how when people make perform activities which are not conducive to bhakti, which are entangling in material activity, then that brings one to a lower state of consciousness, as opposed to doing activities that elevate one's consciousness to pure devotional service. So Bhagavatam is rejecting all of those philosophies and activities that don't bring one to pure devotional service. And it establishes very clearly and strongly and solidly that Krishna is the ultimate reservoir of all pleasure and the source of all happiness. So by hooking up with him through service, that's how we're going to... I mean, we've heard it probably... You couldn't even calculate how many times we've heard this, you know, already in our sojourn in attempts to be Krishna conscious. But it still has such a strong import that it doesn't hurt hearing it over and over. Okay, Prabhupada continues... Therefore, knowledge received from the bona fide spiritual master is not cheating. Any other knowledge which is manufactured by the conditioned soul is cheating only. And those personalities sometimes in the group of scientists or modern philosophers or whatever group they might be, you know, categorized in, they're saying their imperfect conception of things with such confidence. The sun is like this, and this is like that, and if you take this vitamin, it'll help you that. And then 10 years later, there's a new study that says, well, actually, the sun isn't like that, it's actually like this. And this vitamin actually has some good effects, but it also has some ill effects also, and et cetera, et cetera. How many times have we got caught in those traps, you know? In fact, just the other day, I was attracted by an advertisement on the internet for how to improve your memory. I thought, yeah, I could use that. I think that Krishna's directing me to listen to it. And it was one of those, you know, tap on little quick videos that happened to go for like 25 minutes, you know? And I'll spare you the details of Bill Gates' new memory pill that he's invented. And interestingly enough, the video before it played said 2 minutes and 37 seconds or something, you know? I thought, okay, I can do it. Press the button, and there's, you know, a news thing that says, and it's very inexpensive too, only 65 cents a pill. And the thing goes on for 10 minutes, goes on for 20 minutes, goes on for 30 minutes. Now, I was doing other things, so I wouldn't, okay, anyway. But anyway, it comes to a really expensive product that, you know, wasn't in a 2 minute video, it was in a 20 minute video. And still I'm thinking, yeah, it must be true. And I'm thinking like, hello, are you getting caught up in that? And then just the other day, another one came up, still a Bill Gates thing, with a whole different description and a whole different product. And I was, for memory. But I didn't have enough memory to touch it again. But anyway, just, you know, how we get caught up, and because they're saying it so confidently, with this statistic, this proof from this study did it like this and this, and here's all the accolades from the different people who have taken it and their memory improved in 2 days. Okay, sorry. But anyway, the point is that we have such a tendency to be cheated, to get cheated, and to cheat others. And they say it in such a convincing way that it's amazing. Okay, Brahma knew well that Kardama Muni exactly carried out the instructions received from him, and that he actually honored his spiritual master. To honor the spiritual master means to carry out his instruction word for word. So one might take a minute to go over the number of instructions that we've heard from Srila Prabhupada in the course of our years in Krishna consciousness, and the scope of the vast scope of those instructions. But again, focusing in on the verse, the Lord Brahma's congratulating Kardama. He said, whatever you've taken from him, you've executed in toto. You've carried it out. Whatever you've taken from him, whatever you've learned from me, whatever you've heard from me, you've taken and carried it out, and thereby you have honored me. So as individuals, we have the opportunity to take up the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and apply them in our life to whatever degree we can. And as a group, we also have another layer of opportunity to take up the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and to the best of our ability. And that always increases gradually and gradually. By doing it, one gets more ability to follow. And also one gets their personal inclination of how and different, not just different ways that they can serve. In other words, it's not only that that one can only serve the spiritual master in this stereotype or in a very conformed manner. But there's plenty, Prabhupada would always say, there's plenty of ways to serve. Just like some people translate books from Bengali to English. Some people do artistic painting. Some people sing beautiful kirtans or play harmonium and danga, and whatever different ways, or dress the deities in so many ways and think of how they can enhance the deity worship by not only having chandan yatra and having somebody who grinds all that chandan. Yes, oftentimes not known. Radhikraman grinds all that chandan and organizes, you know, gallons of chandan to be ground. That's a huge endeavor. And we just come and see, oh, chandan yatra is so beautiful. So this year we're going to come to see thousands of mangoes also. So somebody's always thinking how to increase the service of the Lord. And that's why, one little side point, that's why that the Lord is served by hundreds and thousands of lakshmis, of gopis, because everybody's thinking of different things to do for the Lord. And they have a way to engage their propensity in the service of the Lord. So we also have that opportunity, and to take advantage of the opportunity to engage our mind in things that attract us in service to the Lord. You know, of course we have to follow the basic instructions of our spiritual master, our teachers. The basic instructions are there. But then there's opportunities to expand on it and remain absorbed, become absorbed, remain absorbed in service to the Lord. And then that's perfect use of the human form. Okay, questions, comments, corrections, or whatever you'd like. Okay, so wherever he takes it, there's so many hands. You take it wherever you want. We'll get everybody.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. In this shloka, Lord Brahma is addressing Kardama as Manada. Da means the giver, man is honor, one who honors others. And this word, this event is happening early in the creation because Kardama is a Prajapati, so he hasn't yet populated the universe. So from the beginning of the universe and Brahma's creation and the Prajapati's, Manada is still a thing until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says it in, isn't it in that verse? Trinadapi sunichena, tararapi sishna. Amanina, how's that third line go?
Amanina, manadena, kirtaniya, yes. Sadahari.
Yeah, so manadena, that's the instrumentative case of Sanskrit. It means by manada, by giving honor to others. So I just thought that was interesting, that word would be in that shlok.
Yeah, nice. And also, just as you, the end of what you said reminded me, to give honor to others means that one has to have a sense of humility. Otherwise, one's thinking, I'm the best, I'm the that, who is that person, whatever. But to give honor to others really means that, yes, it's actually the Sri Upanishad, seeing equal vision, that everyone's seeing with equal vision, that everyone's a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, I am just, you know, giving honor to others as their position as servants of the Lord also.
Yeah, so
it's all tied together. I just, you know, I like how it all gets tied together.
Connect the dots. So from the beginning of creation, Brahma is saying that he's creating this dark bubble, this universe that we're trapped in at the moment.
Oh, that was another.
So from the beginning of creation, he's stating that the living entities that he's creating should give honor to others.
Yeah.
That's how this whole drama should be operating.
Yeah. And you just said something that I totally forgot to mention about those, the first creation of Brahma. So he's comes to consciousness, he does his austerities, and blah, blah, blah. He's creating the universe. And the first thing, what's the first thing that Lord Brahma creates? He creates the five illusions first. That Tamishra, hold on, I'm going to get it here. Anyway, here they are, five coverings. First of all, Brahma created from his shadow the coverings of ignorance of the conditioned soul. They are five in number, called Tamishra, Andatamishra, Tamas, Moha, and Mahamoha. And this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 20th chapter, 18th verse. So these illusions, these ignorance of the self and related to Krishna, then acting on that. I'll read it a little. Is it okay if I read? Okay, anyway. The conditioned souls or living entities who come to the material world to enjoy sense gratification are covered in the beginning by five different conditions. The first condition is a covering of tamishra, or anger. Now, Prabhupada translates these differently in different places, but here, 20th chapter, 3rd canto, he's saying, Tamishra means anger. Constitutionally, each and every living entity has a minute independence. Its misuse of that minute independence for the conditioned soul is to think that he can enjoy like the Supreme Lord, or think, why shall I not be a free enjoyer like the Lord? This forgetfulness of his constitutional position is due to anger or envy. Anyway, there's more to that purport, and when he goes through the different coverings, but that's what's created first, and then the living entity comes into the material creation covered already by those five gross coverings of ignorance and illusion and anger after frustration, the fear of death, all of those things due to forgetfulness of their relationship with the Supreme Lord. Sorry.
Yeah, so those ignorance coverings have trickled into modern psychology. They've studied
trickled.
The human beings and their
flooded.
Flaws.
Go ahead.
So that thing you said about speaking as if we know what we're talking about, but we don't, That's actually, there's a psychological term for that. I think, is it the Dunning-Kruger effect?
It's called Nanda, the Nanda effect.
The Nanda effect.
Sorry. Okay.
Oh, something mystical happened today on the altar during the greeting of the deities.
Uh-huh.
Srimati Radharani's effulgence behind her head started moving around.
Oh, yeah?
I was watching it on the YouTube before coming over here, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm seeing the deities are coming alive before my eyes. My spiritual vision is awakening. But alas, no, it was a pujari poked his head around the back because he had to fix something.
Jai. Okay. Touch it around.
There's one line in this purport that's very scary. I'll tell you why. Srila Prabhupada said that inattentive hearing is the cause of illusion.
Yeah.
So, you know, how attentive are we 24 hours a day? You know, and what to speak if we're not even concentrating on Krishna consciousness or just engaging in activities we know that are mayic activities, but because of our conditioning, we can't give them up.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to try to hear as much as possible. That's
correct.
Basically the bottom line, because as soon as we stop hearing, we know 100% that we're an illusion, what to speak of hearing and having our mind wander to different places.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome.
Ragatmika? So this, the inability of the conditioned soul to give up the attraction for forgetting Krishna, you know, it comes from just what you're saying, from hearing from the pure devotee. That gives us the ability to gradually give it up.
Actually, I was thinking to ask you if you could give an example of that definition of illusion. When one is an illusion, it is due to inattentive hearing. Do you have any more to say on that?
Well, if one was hearing from, you know, the sacred scriptures and stuff in an inattentive way, then one continues on with their hopes and dreams of thinking, if I just make this arrangement, then I'll be happy, and if I make that arrangement, I'll be happy, and therefore my endeavors go like that. That's one thing that comes to mind.
What's the other way that Srila Prabhupada defines illusion?
Mistaking something like the rope for the snake, you know? There's a rope there. The rope exists, the snake exists, and you see in the dark, you see the rope, and you think it's a snake. That's illusion.
That's not a mistake.
There's a you're making a good point. There's a subtle difference between mistakes and illusion, and you know what? Yeah. I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about, but I don't know the subtle difference. Okay? Huh? It's both. Simultaneously one and different. Thanks. Can we...
I was just thinking to Ragatmika Prabhu's question. Yeah, when you read that, I was thinking, if I'm not hearing properly, what am I listening to? I'm listening to my mind. And so then, that would bring illusion because I'm listening to the wrong thing.
Yeah. And Ananda has something.
I just want to thank you for the class. The way that you explain, I never realized that Lord Brahma have a hard time also.
Oh.
So that, you know, I'm not happy for that, but, you know, help us to go through life thinking, oh, if Lord Brahma have, you know, then...
What about me?
Yeah. So thank you so
Why
much.
Why am I complaining?
and about that thing, about the mistake or the illusion, I will say that both of them are lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It's kind of like this is another example of a mundane example for me. Just like for Westerners in general, the Mongol Arctic sweets, they're just made from milk, you know? So you make your milk this way, you cook it down, and you don't make it into burfi, and it's kheer. And you cook it more, and you got burfi, and then you cook it in a different, you put the milk and the sugar in, and you cook it from the very beginning with the sugar, and it comes out something, and you put the milk and you cook it down, and then you add the sugar, and it comes out to be para. And it's hard for a Western personality like myself to notice the difference in the taste of those different sweets, unless, of course, they put different spices in it. But so that's like illusion and mistakes. You know, the subtleties are beyond my grasp. Hare Krishna. Okay, on that delicious note, I think, finished, right? Thank you. Stita D, are you saying something? Or Stita D has, surprisingly, has just had a quick thought.
Well, here's another way to play with that. Prabhupada was using an example of a mistake as a metaphor to illustrate what an illusion is.
Okay, thank you. That makes it very clear.
Makes everybody happy.
Yeah, all right. Appreciate that. Hare Krishna. Don't make any mistakes today unless you're an illusion, okay? Hare Krishna.